Mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache,
I'm gonna bloody your mustache.
All right, it is that time of week for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, mustache.
Not a mustache.
I will be presenting a clue in audio form. From a movie, a TV show, an interview, or a song, Bickley and Murata will have to guess whether the person that's talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. They get a bonus point if they correctly identify the person. First one to 10 points wins.
Hold on. Hold on. I want to write this down for Bick on what my guess for the theme is.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to get it, but you might get it. Okay. All right.
That's my theme, Bick.
Today's theme, because ASU is playing the University of Southern California Trojans.
Okay.
The Trojans, of course, the ancient historical from Troy, the warriors. Anyway, today's topic is all things having to do with ancient civilizations and mythology.
Wow.
Oh.
Ancient civilizations and mythology. Vince, I believe you won last week. What was your guess, by the way, on what the topic was going to be?
Cowboys.
No, yeah, we've done that already. But
okay.
Okay, so? Vince, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
You will go second. Okay.
I'll defer to the second half.
We'll start with this one. Dan?
Immigrant Song, Robert Plant, Not a Mustache.
That is correct. Valhalla. All right, Vince.
I'm not going to be good at this, by the way.
Yeah, you will. You will be good at it. There's a couple that are tough, but you'll both be good. All right, here we go.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico! What's wrong with those harmonies?
That was weird.
That was a weird.
Sounds like whiskey's quicker.
I'm taking you on just the lead singer yeah. There. That is
Farouk.
It's Farouk. Freddie Mercury. And I think during that video era, he did not have a mustache.
That is correct.
Ooh,
yes. He had the long hair, if you remember, still at that point.
Was his, that was his rock and roll look.
Yes. All right, 1-1 here. Let's go with this one. This is a short one, Dan, okay? So listen closely.
I'm training Confuciously every day.
A Greek tragedy, like a peripeteo, one of those things.
That is Mike Tyson. Is that a wispy mustache or is that no mustache? That's no mustache.
I think that was already he had the facial tattoo and no mustache.
Okay.
All right.
So it's...
That'll be next week's game. Facial tattoo or not a facial tattoo?
All right, Vince?
Yeah.
As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
Are you a god?
No.
Thanks, Ray. That ought to do it. That is Dan Aykroyd from Ghostbusters, not a mustache.
That is correct. All right. Perfect score so far on this ancient civilizations and mythology themed edition of Mustache, Not a Mustache.
All right.
Dan Bickley.
Let's do it.
Guess I must be done. Shed a pocket full of horses. Trojan song abuse.
That'd be Prince Mustache.
That is correct.
With a scandalous lyric there.
Yes.
Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, very much.
It's about driving a cool car.
Very much so. That's exactly what it's about.
Driving a cool car. All right. Vince.
Yes.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get the monkey? Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona.
That is Steve Martin.
Stupid. Yeah. And of course, Jared's back there dancing.
How could you not dance when you heard that song?
When I was six and I had an older sister that that played that for me, I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And now I hear it and I'm like, Steve Martin's a comic genius. And that's just dumb.
It was dumb, but that was part of his genius.
Not a mustache.
That is correct. He was the dumbest smart guy ever, was sort of his act. All right. We are 6-6.
All right.
Cooking and booking here. Dan. Oh, I do this all the time. Dan. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Maximus Decimus Meridius. Mustache. And a beard.
Yes. Do you know the actor?
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
There you go. Wow. I didn't know. You knew his first, second, third name there. That was right. Pretty
That's a
good.
Very impactful movie, too.
And his nickname, Lefty.
Hated the ending of that movie.
Why? Because he died?
Yes. It did not.
I'm sorry. It's 25.
It did not feel like justice.
23 years old. But he went to Roman second.
He went to Valhalla. I know.
All right, Vince.
Yes, Jarrett.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. This is Sparta!
That is a movie I've never seen, but I have an aversion to that many abs. That is Gerard Butler from 300.
Mustache.
That is correct. Full beard. Okay.
Was that King Thermopylae? Was that his?
No! I don't know what his name was.
Okay.
Thermopylae.
It's a very bloody, fun movie, though.
Yeah.
It sort of introduces Zack Snyder to the world. And then,
who dies at the end of that one, Jarrett?
Yeah. Lena Headey's in it.
All the 300, I believe.
Cersei in Game of Thrones, she's in that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Satan! And my Jews!
So is the hell the thing that we're talking about?
Yeah, hell,
here?
Satan, all that stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Bon Scott, not a mustache.
All right. We are for the tie. This is probably the toughest clue.
Pitched a perfect game.
This is a very famous song in its time, but okay, here we go.
I might as well just
No, you could you're gonna get this, I think. Do you remember that song?
Vaguely. I'm guessing. David Gray?
That is correct.
Not a mustache.
That is correct.
Wow.
Way to pull that one out. I don't know what else he ever did, but that was a big hit song for a while. We have a perfect score. You guys know your mythology and ancient civilizations. But now comes the real test, where your knowledge is really sort of put
to the point.
Well, here's the point. The point is we are tied, which means we will go to a tiebreaker. So what you're going to do is Vince is going to enter his guests into teams. Okay. You're going to give it over the air.
Oh, wait, so we're doing it before the break.
We're going to do it.
Wow.
All right.
I'm
so
impressed.
Are you
okay.
ready?
Yeah.
So we're going to do it right after we get a few messages from our lovely sponsors after the break here. So tune in, stay tuned for 4 minutes because you will get that tiebreaker coming up. And that's how we play.
Do you get paid by the word?
Yeah, so it's
not a mustache.
Is the tiebreaker coming up? What's happening?
After the break, yes, coming up. After the break, coming up.
After the break, the tiebreaker is coming up after the break.
That's right.